Bank of Cardiff, this is Soraya.
Soraya, JR, how you doing?
Good, how are you? My phone worked.
Oh, not too bad. I'm looking at your email.
Yeah.
What is a split fund letter?
Yes.
So basically, the merchant has a balance. They're over 50% paid, but they have a balance.
Okay.
So when we get close to funding, essentially what we have to do is pay off the balance that they have with us when we give them the addition of the new funds.
Okay.
So there's a documentation that has to be filled out or signed, I should say, and it's called a split fund letter. That's what that is.
Okay.
So it's just a one-page PDF. We'll prepare it, and we'll email it over, and you just need to have the merchant sign and send back to us. That's all.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I was like,
but we only handle that on the day of funding.
Okay, gotcha.
So we've got a, I guess they had some kind of a block on their credit.
Okay.
And so they had difficulty, and that's one of the steps that we do when we're prepping the fund. We do take another look at their profile.
Okay.
But the merchant had a block on it. So the merchant, the team, verification team, did get in contact with the merchant to indicate this, and apparently, supposedly the merchant cleared that up. But it could take about 24 hours for that to go through or we can get in.
Okay.
So that's what I was indicating in the email that I sent out.
Gotcha.
So once we can get through that and get that cleared, then we'll do the decision logic and the split fund letter.
And
both of those will generate from our end. You will know because we will definitely send the information to you.
Okay, cool. And
that's
then that
all
way.
We will need. Yeah.
All right,
so
cool.
If it weren't for the block, we definitely could get this done today, but I don't know if they're going to be able to get clear to deal with the credit piece of it prior to this. And because it's a B of I funded deal, we have that 130 deadline that we're up against.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so basically we're kind of halted until we can get the Experian, and then once that happens, the other two steps can happen. Okay.
Yeah, and I think the merchant did indicate they took care of it, so it's just a matter of us being able to get in. So once the merchant notifies the bureau and they do what they do, it may take 24 hours for them to clear the file.
Or get in.
Yeah, so that's what's holding that up right now.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. And then with the decision logic, you'll need something for us from us.
Yeah,
like
actually, if you want to just respond to the email, just let us know. Does the merchant prefer to receive? It's essentially what it is. It's an electronic means for us to view the merchant's bank information, and we send them credentials. Once they log in and answer a few of the security questions, we automatically will know. So essentially the question is, would the merchant prefer us to send the login credentials via email or text message? So if you have that answer, you can just go ahead and send that. Just respond to that email and let me know, and I'll get that taken care of so we have that out the way.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'll work on that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.